Film, tech, music, these are the three cornerstones of South by Southwest, the multimedia festival that is taking over Austin, Texas once again. The festival features up-and-coming talent and established names like KCRW. The public radio station has gone to South by for years. Graham Clark and Lillian Min discover how the station is adapting and what weirdness still lies in the heart of Austin.
My name is Jenny Radelet, and I'm a producer at KCRW. I produce The Treatment, which is a weekly show, and I also run KCRW's independent producer project.
Thank you for entertaining that.
Okay,
I was going to ask you exactly what we're hearing. So that was a toilet sound, I believe. That's the sound of a toilet?
Yep.
Okay, I wanted to be clear, nailing that down.
Yeah. I'm in a bathroom right now of a bar. Like part of the experience, right?
Yeah.
There aren't that many quiet places. This bar is the location of the very first Bitcoin ATM that was ever installed in Austin.
Wow.
So you walk in and it's this super, kind of hipster dive bar, and it's called the Handlebar, and a lot of the bartenders have these like big handlebar mustaches. And then you walk through the bar into a area in the back with a pool table and a huge portrait of Burt Reynolds lying naked on a bearskin rug.
Oh my God.
On the wall. And then you look to your left and there's a Bitcoin ATM.
Of course.
That scene in and of itself kind of encapsulates South by Southwest. This weird amalgam of indie culture and pop culture and innovation. So I was here for the front end of the festival with a couple colleagues from KCRW. We came primarily for the interactive portion of the festival. Mm-hmm. So I run something that we call the Independent Producer Project at KCRW.
Mm-hmm.
And it's essentially sort of an innovative way of hiring and contracting independent radio producers and media artists. So what I'm really interested in and what I've been interested in this week is going to a lot of these interactive storytelling panels. There are so many people. It's not just tech. It's like storytelling and interactive media. There have been so many great panels about people who are really pushing the boundaries of storytelling, which obviously interests us as radio producers.
It's just kind of amazing. So it's really great to know that like these big media get-ups, I guess, they're putting more of a focus on that and how to interact with an audience in more than just like a one-way communication way or even just a two-way communication way, but to expand the field of conversation about stories and about, I guess, just narratives in general into such new, cool space. That was just like a lot.
Girl,
of
let
talking.
Me tell you, you are preaching to the choir here. Like, I am so excited to be here, and I am so sort of excited about so many of the different storytelling panels that I've attended.
Is there any one thing that you would sort of put a gold star next to?
I saw Bill Cosby last night, which was amazing. He's like my all-time favorite performer and comedian. So that was really kind of like a highlight.
Now, they drink a lot of beer, and the beer does not go here. It goes...
Austin's whirlwind atmosphere is still a place of discovery, but for some, it's harder and harder to sort through all the noise. For instance, the host of KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic.
Jason Bentley, music director, KCRW in Santa Monica. I am in Austin at South by Southwest. For me, it seems like South by is a little bit at a tipping point with these massive tech brands and lifestyle brands and products like Doritos. Mm-hmm. It's really obnoxious, but it's impossible to really compete with the Yahoo and the Samsung and the Doritos and everything. So that's not really the goal. We're at a place with the industry changes in the record business and such where it's kind of a necessary evil. There's just a lot. There's too many people here and too much going on. So it feels like almost Austin is unable to properly manage it at a certain point. I mean, as an observer, as someone who's come here every year, it seems like they could do a better job at just public transit, organization. Mm. They've got some work to do.
Are you going to be coming back next year? Is there going to be a 2015?
I will. Yeah, I will. I mean, it's just too important to what we do. But, I mean, it is really way too crowded.
There was a bar that burned down yesterday, right? It was not, there was no one in it, but already one building has gotten taken out. Did you hear about that at all?
I didn't, actually. That's right. Kind of funny.
I think it's true. I was hoping to get the confirmation from you, but no one was injured, as I heard. sorry if it's morbid. Have you figured out some sort of recipe at this point since you've seen South by Southwest over the years? Do you have some sort of secret formula that's like not...
secret sauce.
It's kind of a science. I mean, you have to work the right channel. I would estimate we're a good year ahead of the mainstream. But South by Southwest is definitely an important part of that. It's an opportunity for me to essentially check under the hood, you know, like see what they got. I think as far as like who we pick... Mm-hmm. It's based on a few, you know, leading indicators, whatever might hint at a group building a story. You know, bands often tell me like, well, how do I get my music on KCRW? And honestly, I want to find you. I don't really want the band to push something on me. I mean, that's automatically not ideal. I want to stay in touch with, you know, my 16-year-old self mm-hmm. that's just excited in a very pure way about music. So. Mm-hmm. That same sort of voracious appetite for what's new and what's happening. And, you know, I think for me personally, it is about jumping into the fray and really checking out as much music as possible.
Can I ask you, what's the band that 16-year-old you is most excited to see? Is there anything that stands out that 16-year-old you is just going to go?
Well, I really like this album from The War on Drugs. They're a band out of Philadelphia. I do think one of the artists on our showcase tomorrow, Moses Sumney, has a bright year ahead.
Why do you come here? Why do you tear me apart?
Check out KCRW's South by Southwest Music Showcase tomorrow online at kcrw.com.
Graham Clark, Annenberg Radio News.
Lillian Min, Annenberg Radio News.